Welcome to Leader podcast from Chime, where we bring you the top innovators in digital health leadership with your host, the president and CEO of Chime, Russ Branzell.
Hello and welcome to Leader podcast, a Chime Foundation series where we bring you the best in digital health leadership. I'm Russ Branzell, your host for this podcast and the president and CEO of Chime, the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives. We continue to live and evolve through these challenging times for healthcare professionals, our industry partners, and the people we serve. Leaders across the industry have proven their talent and determination as they innovate and transform their organizations to meet the moment and shape the future. We're proud to know those leaders and support them here at Chime. Today, we welcome an executive business leader who loves turning ideas into action, something all of our Chime members and Chime partners are passionate about. He is the Vice President of U.S. Healthcare and Life Sciences at Kyndryl and a great friend of Chime. We welcome you to the podcast, Trent Sanders. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Russ. Thanks for having me. And it's a great to be a part of this organization.
Well, thanks, Trent. And boy, I'll tell you what, I don't know what the latest craziness is. I've just gotten to the point now where I don't even open the news anymore. It could be a pending recession. It could be a global warming. It could be the oceans boiling. Who knows what it might be right now, but let's just stick to our little neck of the woods, and we'll call that healthcare. And as we continue to see all kinds of changes, workforce issues and supply chain issues, burnout issues, it really is a challenging time to work in healthcare, maybe an opportunistic time as well. So first and foremost, why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization and how things are going there?
Sure. Well, I appreciate it. So look, Kyndryl, at its core, we're a services integrator. And, challenges for us do equate to opportunities and opportunities that we can serve in industry. And CIOs as of late and really the industry within itself is looking for opportunities. How do we handle these, supply chain bottlenecks? What are we doing around caregiver burnout? And we've been trying to really kind of channel our focus into sort of the three largest areas of shared services. IT being one of them, revenue cycle being another, and supply chain being the third, of all of which you say have a lot of people, a lot of technology, a lot of process. And we've been sort of really engaged in thinking, these core functional areas are ripe for transformation. They're all sort of feeling the pressure, but also sort of recognizing the opportunity to move, the industry forward. And I think what excites, us at Kyndryl is this fundamental principle of, we've just come through as an industry really tough years, but we can't shy away from this need of reinvesting back into institutions, into community health, which really, means a lot, not only to us as folks that get to be a part of this organization, but to the caregiver themselves. And so, if I were to say, what's Kyndryl up to? We've got a mission. It's all about how we help independent health systems drive institutional sustainability.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. As I mentioned, whether it's depression, recession, or some other word of economic turmoil and global warming, it doesn't sound like that's in your wheelhouse. So let's talk a little bit about healthcare and what's going on here. And what are you hearing from your stakeholders, from your customers? And really, what are you seeing as an industry as a whole? What's the big pain points you're hearing from the providers as they try to, as you mentioned, come out of COVID, come out of some economic pressure and build some resiliency in how they deliver health and care in this industry?
Yeah, I think that particularly in IT and, the Office of technology is really where Kyndryl, we're a technology services company, as I mentioned. And, we're sort of seeing challenges in two areas. One is our executive leaders have a vision for where they want to go and what they'd like to accomplish, but don't necessarily feel like they've got the you know, financial capital or the expertise in the institution and efforts to sort of achieve a transformation. That being challenge one, and challenge two is really that, you know, what I find is that the majority of health systems today, particularly in the IT space, are spending 95% of their time in keeping the house in order and keeping the lights on. And obviously that can be an inhibitor to trying to drive progress. But from our standpoint, there can be great power in partnerships. And so we're really trying to advise on how an organization like a Kyndryl, if you will, can join a part of, you know, essentially helping an institution achieve their objectives over the next 12 to 24 months, and ultimately, you know, focus on what I will call more of the mundane keeping the house in order tactics, so that we can get back focused on the mission of driving quality within our care system.
Well, I love your optimistic view of this. And again, the industry's wrought with peril and bad news most days, but where do you see this optimism in our health systems really having the opportunity to change in an industry that has not done a really good job of changing for at least the last 100 years or so? We kind of play the game the same way still, even at a higher expense and a more difficult way to deliver it. You know, where do you see that optimism really helping our health systems deliver something maybe new and fresh?
Yeah, I think being a technologist, I'm a natural optimist. But I do think that, you know, the industry is facing very complex challenges. I mean, as we started this podcast, I think a year ago, everyone came to the realization that the government funding potentially happened too early. And as we were trying to rebound and get things back to normal levels, it created significant financial pressures all across the board. And you add in supply chain challenges and staffing attrition, you know, it was major domino effects impacting the C-suite. And that's where we, you know, said, look, the last thing we want to do in, you know, impacting the community would be to looking at, you know, removing services at an institutional level or cutting back the workforce. And so shared services had to be an opportunity to look. And how can technology, particularly in shared services, drive impact? You know, the analysis that we've done is really looking at the majority of systems we feel like are on this like 2-3% net patient revenue fringe. You know, you're either on the positive side of making money at 2-3%, or you're on the opposite side. But just little things can go along and make a big difference, and technology can be a big part of that. When you think about technology as an enabler, you think about this desire to, you know, transform healthcare. It's also important that we found, particularly at a leadership level, uniting the organization around the story of transformation, uniting them around the change, and realizing that organizational change is coming and has to happen. Is also a really important piece of the story.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've been doing a lot of this. We teach at our academies, boot camps, all kinds of programs. As a matter of fact, I'll be speaking at a conference tomorrow about this. And that is, if we really are in a digital revolution versus a digital evolution moving very slow, revolution meaning we need to move very fast and sometimes in a disruptive way, is it really just a new game? And we haven't quite figured out the rules yet. And I actually call that, you know, new game, old rules. And people try to play the new game by the old rules, and it kind of creates frustration and difficulty and lack of agility. And really, this there's a difference between the empowered health system and the empowered consumer. And there's just this natural conflict between the two. And now who will be in charge? And how are you seeing health systems trying to flex to this new, at least conceptual model of the empowered consumer? Well, in some cases, many of the rules are still stacked against them. The payer model, the government system, all kinds of different things still kind of work against them. Whereas other industries, Amazon, whatever the case example you want to use, really kind of created the model in which they work in. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on how people are able to move to this new model.
Yeah, I like the new game, old rules concept. And for us, the way I think about it, specifically within, you know, the provider segment is we framed it out as the golden concepts, which is we need to unite the institution around the golden concepts. And the golden concepts is three things. One is we've got to be all about engagement. And what are we doing to empower our folks that, you know, that deliver the patient caregiver experience, which has a direct correlation back to the brand creating sort of lifelong, you know, loyal members to the system. So engagement is priority number one. Priority number two is revenue growth. We've got to find new ways of delivering the 360-degree model of care, both inside the brick and mortar, outside, digitally, et cetera. And item number three is we've got to be focused on driving expense reduction. And if you think about those three elements as sort of the pillars of the digital revolution, you can unite a system. We all want to do more with AI. We all want to do more with technology. Every single business unit inside a health system would agree with that. I think where we fall short from time to time is understanding sort of what are we ultimately trying to accomplish. And what we found at every single board level, it's the same three things. How do we improve the happiness and the productivity of our workforce, which drives longevity, which drives patient experience, which drives brand? How do we drive revenue, and how do we continue to optimize our shared services? And so I'm all in with you, Russ, and I think together we could really empower this industry of sort of realigning back to sort of new game, old rules, and the simple premise of the golden concepts being a sort of a vehicle in which you can unite an organization to begin to accelerate on this journey.
Well, I love those three golden concepts there. I may have to steal those from you a little bit in this concept of engagement and empowerment first, and revenue growth and diversification. And then as we know, there's plenty of waste in the system, expense reduction and complexity reduction. Those are three I think most organizations could get our heads around and try to focus on. I love that. And so as you've been running around, spending a lot of time helping these systems get better and improving those three golden concepts, you know, what are you seeing the leaders kind of gravitating towards? What are their kind of common messages that you're hearing these senior leaders, whether they're IT leaders or whether they're the senior executives in the organization? What's kind of the rallying cry? Because for historically, when we've gone to these periods of time, it was always kind of the same playbook: cut people, cut people, cut people, cut expenses, and just traditional cutting. You know, we're starting to hear that maybe that doesn't work. It hasn't worked, you know, the 15 other times we've tried it. Eventually you end up back in the same place, which is you need people to create the programs which create the revenue. So what are you kind of hearing the rallying cries from the leaders out there is kind of a focus point?
Yeah, I would say that the fundamental desire of looking for opportunities for revenue generation is driving productive kind of ideation in the space. You can't cut your way to optimizing a revenue cycle team. You really need to look at it differently, even how like service providers, you know, are successful in delivering revenue cycle solutions largely because of gain share. Well, gain share is essential to their strategy. But if you were to take the same sort of concept back into your own organization and say, if we delivered the same sort of model, even internally, it's a completely different way of thinking. And so I do think sort of challenging the status quo, but making it about kind of, you know, I go back to the golden concepts, to be honest, that says, if you can rally something around kind of revenue growth, then it really presents an opportunity to build a true business case beyond just, you know, continuing to look at certain, you know, widget technology to make an impact.
Well, unfortunately, our time is about to come to an end, Trent, but I'm going to kind of pick on you a little bit in past career. You've worked in some interesting places. I think you've worked in Siemens and IBM, some of the big giant known names, and probably been exposed to a lot of great leadership along the way in the industry. I'd love to kind of hear your philosophies on leadership, maybe a tagline or so that of what's really important to you that kind of keeps you grounded every day as you approach really trying to help people be revolutionaries during this period of chaotic times.
Sure. Well, you can't hold this against me, but I am a Tennessee volunteer and the son of a school teacher and with a twin sister. So I learned at a really young age this mantra of how can I help? And for us in healthcare, it is the calling. There's no doubt. And I think of some of the leaders that I look up to in this space and something that I try to drive with inside my own organization, with inside the services that we bring to our customers in the provider segment is it's all about how you show up. And with this how you can help mentality or how can I help, it drives this, you know, our caregivers and clinicians, they serve every day. And if we can do something little, you know, a little lanyard goes a long way. And I just think our job is to create these little experience moments that ultimately make their jobs just that much easier. And oh, by the way, you know, that's how we progress forward. I do think that, as you said, we're in some really interesting times. And, you know, for us, this is a 20-mile march. And we've got to be committed in this together. And, you know, I just go back to the golden concepts keeps me grounded in thinking about how, as these challenges evolve, if we stay focused on the core mission of the health system, which is quality, engagement, revenue, and expense reduction, that then we can really tackle, you know, the problems that continue to face this our organizations.
Well, Trent, thank you so much for being on the program today. We greatly appreciate it. We really appreciate your insights on what I'm going to kind of put as the bold new future. We're going to steal those three golden concepts and make sure those get replicated out a little bit. We'll give you full credit for it. But thank you for really talking about some things that we need to focus on, which is the sustainability and maybe even not just transformation, but the revolution of our health system. But thanks for everything you're doing for our industry, our Chime members, and everyone at large.
Thank you, Russ.
Hey, we also like to thank you for listening and joining us for this episode of Chime's Leader to Leader podcast. You can visit our website at chimecentral.org/media or at Spotify to listen to this and all these other amazing top healthcare leaders. For now, continue to innovate, transform, and create positive change to advance and improve health and care throughout the communities you serve. Stay safe and God bless.